This is clearly in Kobuk, the river. In the springtime, we always dry fish and caribou. Everything we get, we dry to preserve it and put it away. In Clare, when my husband get food, caribou, I always put the caribou bones. I'm keeping this up today. And then in the every caribou bone, I always put this away. In the springtime, I start to pound it on the bone. Even with butter in it, I always let them simmer and let the oil come on top. Let it boil real slowly, and when I think it is ready, I put it back, and put snow in it, and talk to that. Bring your chickpea like that. You could even talk to food if you want to. And then it all start to come up, all the oil. After that, you start put it up in a dish or anything. Take all the oil off. And you use caribou stomach, dry it inside. Clean it and dry it from the inside a little bit, just enough to. When you think it's enough, dry enough, you turn it around the other side and dry the other side. And then when it's kind of cold, and then you put it in that, and then you put this is about caribou stomach. Nukatagak, she said it's younger than male caribou. And that's nirukach. They say that kind of nirukach is chewed real good, chewed fine. They always put singik, put them in that nirukach, and they always get sour. And that's how they put them. This always ferment. It's just like whale fermented stuff. What they eat in Point Hope. And besides, you dry the meat and the fat, dry it up, and put it in the boxes when it's dry. Even the fat, and the patik is good food. When you make a kutuk with patik, you have to have all of the pieces that guinea duck, thinner one, all of them ought to be there. That's how they always use them for Eskimo ice cream too. That's how they always make a kutuk with patik. All patik, you have to have the all the bones, but you crush the patik, all of it, with the thick one and the thin one together, and put meat and put grind meat, and that's good, very good. You put meat in it and then make a kutuk. You have to crush it real good, but with no sila. That's how they always make a kutuk. That thicker part is just like referred to caribou fat. It's real good. 2 hours we could eat. Today when we have freezers, this to answer a question. When we have freezers now, we can eat it any time. But long ago when we had no freezers, because the patik always mold in it. But today when we have freezers, we could put patik in it and it could keep all you want. That's why they always not use the patik, the marrow fat. When you want to keep it in the summertime, that patik, and you're not supposed to put patik, because patik always mold in the punyak, and then they sew that thing up and put it away where sun won't get into it. One thing that was mentioned too about this punyak, Nini Gray said that in the fall and in the winter, the fat always be in the bones, and when it's going to be springtime, and in the springtime, that's when you start putting bones away for punyak, because that's when they start to have more fat and grease in them. That's when you start cracking those bones and pound them real, powder them and cook them, and the oil comes on top. And then that's the time to make them in the winter and springtime for this punyak. This is Lawrenson. I'm going to add down to what Clara told about caribou bones. She was saying that you make a kutuk with patik. Even the bones, backbone, even the ribs and the kuchik bones, you cook them. They always make a kutuk too, and grind the meat with it. And they call it sonik akutuk. She was mentioning it was even the cooked bones, not leg bones. They call it sonik akutuk. They also store bones with meat in them. They always take them out with the ulu and put them together with meat, with sinew in it, tension. And they put they always put them in a tissue, thin tissue that is tissue. After you cut all the meat off from the bones, from all the kipchak, cut them up. But they always put them in caribou thin shell, like heart shell. But when you put those in that, they never keep the meat very long. You have to eat it right away, not like that. And she also is asking about itchorak, that inside stomach fat. They always dry them up real dry. They always put them in. They always put them in the bag from the insides, like the womb tissue. After the konak is inside, fat is real dry. That's how they always dry. They always bring them home into that kind of shell. We used to eat real good meat, real good food. Real good food, what our parents used to bring back. Into another subject, big squirrel, marmot, or they always, when they're hunting squirrels, after they skin the meat, they always dry them, whole meat up and dry it. They hide it from the shade and dry it up. Take the guts out from it. There is also some fat inside of the intestines. If they take that, they always put the fat in the inside and put it in the skin itself after it's dry. Hair outside. That's how they always store food too, into sikrikpak skin after it's dry. When they bring that skin home with fat in it. I know my mama used to make those. It's good food.
Question. So una aktak. Ay o tevadamna o damna lika kodi lika kung isak talag tutu.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Jackson is speaking. This is about caribou bones. The owls put the bone away. How to store? They have already talked about the bones, how to preserve the caribou meat and bones. When they get caribou, they never throw the bones. They always keep the bones in the leg and use the bone, cut it and use it for a tool, and then the front leg too. They always use the bone and cut it up and use it for a tool to cut willow barks for nets. That's what they always use, those bones. They don't always throw the bones because they have some use for them. So when it's time to make nets, they splice the willow bark with these bones after they use them, cut them up thin. They always use tree bark for nets to tie the floats on them. This is heavier kind of bark what they use. Akhsetak is her husband's mama. They always make needles. There's a little bone, piece of bone in the leg too, from that bone, that same bone. They always make needles from that. It's already there, it's a little thin bone in the leg, and a person could use it for something that is soft when they sew, and use the bone for needle. There's all kinds of sorts of uses for caribou upriver. And this last one is about the needles, and one thing about the hoof, about the hoofs. When you cook the feet, they always, when you cook them really long, they always turn into jelly bones, and that's the way they take the hoof off. One time they came to people that were living together. They used those hoofs for toys. Those hoofs, they use them for play dogs and make play dogs with them, like towing them together and making a whole dog team with a leader. That's what they use those caribou hoofs to. And they use those inside the hoof bone for play corral. That's what they use them to. Every bone that they use, and the feet that Jenny Jackson mentioned, are the toys what they use them. They always put the caribou in the corral and pick the best caribou meat what they can find. This is Molly Coffin. I won't talk like this. I'm an Eskimo too, but I always forget what to say. Yeah. when Fafa's dad bring caribou from her pack, from his pack sack, I used to eat with her. I used to be the one that eat. We used to eat the eyes, what he bring them. They never even. This is Malikafen. As long as the fish is real dried, they can stay for a long time. Also, caribou fat, you could dry them and put them away, and they could keep for a long time. Dried meat, we could dry them real dry and then put them away. Yeah. This is Nellie Russell from Selwick. I didn't have no mama too. But I Yigbuk, my aunt, used to dry all kinds of meat. She always dry. Make food, dry food. In the summertime, she always sane with us. And when it's windy, she always take us berry picking. And we pick berries all day till we get tired all day. And when we go to bed, she never let us sleep very long. She always take us again when it's windy. She always take us to berry picking. So the bushes or leaves are easy to for the wind to blow them, and you pick clean blueberries. She always store them away for food in barrels, if she have barrels. She always used fish poke, seal poke. When we put blueberries in poke, she always cut willow, split it in half, and put it in the arm hole and tie it so that air could go out through that hole. That's how she always put the blueberries away, store them away for winter. We pick cranberries, but you could put cranberries into any kind of container. You could put it in boxes. It could stay in any kind of container. But when there's akpiks, you have to find a better container. You could put them in the, she used to put them in the barrel, if there's a barrel. She never used to let us eat from the akpik in the summertime. It's saved only for winter. And then when we seine, we always hang the seine every night after we come home from seining. She always cut the fish even if it get dark. And we always dry them, hang them up. One time I asked her what she can when she cut the fish. They always use the shoulder blade. She asked them what that wide thing was, and it was shoulder blades. And she asked her what she would use it for, and she said that when they don't have no tarps like today, they always use those shoulder blade bones for cover like a tarp. Now when I start living out by myself and start preserving every food I get, I knew what I should do because I learned from my aunt when she, how she preserved berries in food. And now, and another thing, when my dad used to go caribou hunting, what they call kaki, they go across the mountains and go look for caribou. They always dry them. They always dry the meat half dried so no worms could get into them if they bring them home, and they're lighter to carry. Her daddy used to tell her to make some soup, even if it's half dried. She used to make soup with it. It's good too, even though it's half dried. Also, her aunt Yipak used to tell her with bear fat and made akutuk with it. After she get blackberries for it, she made akutuk. She stirred it real fat, fast, and put blackberries into it, and you eat it right away too. That's one thing too I've eaten what my auntie Yipak made. But I didn't make it myself. Bear fat, stir it real fat and put blackberries in it. No sea oil. Also, this is another. When she make bunyak, before she make this bunyak from bones, she always let us take us out to get roots, what they call mushu. So she wash them, cut them up, and get some, cook, simmer the fat for that. Also tinnik, those berries. In the morning when it's dark, she always take them out and go pick tinnik to put into that bear fat with mushu and tinnik. That's what they used to make too. She makes bunyak and put tinnik in it. That's one thing. You could keep that long time and eat it in the winter time. She used to do all of that because she knew from those ancestors that used to eat, and I saw it work with her, how she made them. Sometimes I always try what she used to make from old time, what I see. Everything she can find, she used to dry it, to preserve it, and in the springtime, they always start drying muskrat meat, dry them when they start hunting muskrat. Even today we always do that. Also, you could, after you dry the muskrat, you soak them in water and you eat them. That way it's hard to quit eating them once you get started. That's what I learned. Also, that Yipak used to take us seine for white fish, where lots of white fish always stay, rest overnight. That's where we always get fish, white fish. when we get lots of fish, she always let me scale the fish what she can, what she's going to cut. She always cut them and I scale them and I dry them. When they're dried, she always string the white fish. In the summertime and when it's toward fall, she always take a seining too, and then when the white fish have lots of eggs in them, she always dry them with suvak inside, eggs inside, what they call amachak. Also salmon, you could, she used to cut, when she cut salmon too, she always dry the salmon by themselves. And you could keep those suvaks for a long time. And they could use them for dog feed too. And you could use the